Unit 2. Making travel arrangements. Dialogue. Listen to the dialogue. If you need to, you can look at the words in your book or at the keywords after the dialogue. Peter and Maria Alma decide to go to Athens by air. Maria goes to the travel agency to book the tickets.
Good afternoon. I'd like to book 2 return air tickets from Istanbul to Athens, please.
Certainly. When are you travelling?
We want to take the flight tomorrow afternoon and come back next Friday afternoon.
First class or economy class?
Economy class.
2 adults?
Yes.
And your name is?
Almar. A-L-M-A-R.
Initials?
M-H.
And the other passenger?
P.J. Almar.
On the 11th and the 14th, did you say?
That's right. Do we have to change?
No, it's a direct flight. Here are your tickets, Mrs. Almar. Oh. These are for the outward journey, Istanbul to Athens on flight SN862 at 17:50 on the 11th of July, and these are for the return journey, Athens to Istanbul, on SN863 at 15:10 on the 14th of July.
Ah,
and don't forget to be at the airport 45 minutes before departure time.
Thank you. Do you accept credit cards?
Certainly. Thank you. That's 6,796 Turkish lira. Could you sign here, please?
Ah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Go back and listen again to the dialogue until you can understand it without looking at the words. Then practice saying Maria's words after her. Using the language. Saying what you want. Listen to these examples first. 1.
You want to make a reservation.
I'd like to make a reservation, please.
I'd like to make a reservation, please.
2.
You want to buy a ticket for the ferry to Barcelona.
I'd like to buy a ticket for the ferry to Barcelona, please.
I'd like to buy a ticket for the ferry to Barcelona, please.
Now you say what you want. You will hear each correct answer after you say it. 1.
You want to make a reservation.
I'd like to make a reservation, please.
2.
You want to buy a ticket for the ferry to Barcelona.
I'd like to buy a ticket for the ferry to Barcelona, please.
3.
You want to book a cabin.
I'd like to book a cabin, please.
4.
You want to have a shower.
I'd like to have a shower, please.
5.
You want to book a single room for the 10th of August.
I'd like to book a single room for the 10th of August, please.
6.
You want to book a table for this evening.
I'd like to book a table for this evening, please.
7.
You want to have some US dollars.
I'd like to have some US dollars, please.
8.
You want to buy an air ticket to Nairobi.
I'd like to buy an air ticket to Nairobi, please.
Asking what you must do. Listen to these examples. 1.
You don't know if you have to change planes or not.
Do I have to change planes?
Do I have to change planes?
2.
You don't know if you have to book in advance or not.
Do I have to book in advance?
Do I have to book in advance?
Now you ask what you must do. 1.
You don't know if you have to change planes or not.
Do I have to change planes?
2.
You don't know if you have to book in advance or not.
Do I have to book in advance?
3.
You don't know if you have to book a table or not.
Do I have to book a table?
4.
You don't know if you have to have a visa or not.
Do I have to have a visa?
5.
You don't know if you have to pay in advance or not.
Do I have to pay in advance?
6.
You don't know if you have to sign the copy or not.
Do I have to sign the copy?
7.
You don't know if you have to write your address or not.
Do I have to write my address?
8.
You don't know if you have to make the arrangements now or later.
Do I have to make the arrangements now?
At a travel agency. Listen to this dialogue.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'd like a rail ticket to Amsterdam, please.
Certainly. When are you travelling?
I'm taking the 4 o'clock train today.
First or second class?
First class, please.
That's 82.25, please.
Do you accept credit cards?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Sign here, please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Go back and play the role of the traveller. Say the traveller's words at the same time as he does. You can look at your book if you need to. Now go back again, and this time play the role of the traveller without looking at your book. Stop the tape after the travel agent's words and say the traveller's words. Listening for information. Now you will hear a conversation in which a traveller buys a ticket. Listen to the conversation and try to understand it without looking at the words in your book or at the keywords on page 12.
Do you sell rail tickets?
Yes, certainly.
I need a return ticket from Leeds to Colchester. I'm going on Sunday and coming back next Friday.
Right. Well, that'll be a monthly return, actually, which is slightly less expensive than the ordinary return. Colchester, that's via London?
Yes.
It's £19 as far as London and an extra £5.55 through to Colchester.
£24.55.
£24.55, yes.
Can I travel on any trains I like with that ticket?
Well, there's no restriction apart from coming back. Now, on the Thursday, you said, didn't you?
No, Friday.
Friday? Oh, well, there are restrictions coming back on a Friday. It depends what time you're going to come back. In the morning or afternoon?
Afternoon. I probably want to come back on either the 1900 or the 1940 from London.
The 1940's okay.
But not the 1900?
No.
Would I have to pay extra on that one?
If you came back on the 1900, they'd surcharge you up to the normal fare, which would be approximately about £4 extra to pay.
Oh. Well, I'll take the cheaper one then.
There's no restriction going down, and the only conditions of this ticket are that if you travel... Well, if you travel on a Sunday, you're okay, because it's available for return on or after the following day, Monday. So you're okay. Where you can't use it is if you were going down on the Monday, for example. You couldn't return on the Friday. You'd have to wait till the Saturday.
Well, I'll take the cheaper one, then. The one at £24.55.
Monthly return to Colchester, one adult, £24.55. And you're travelling on the...
Sunday.
Sunday the 19th.
Yes.
Well, that's your ticket. That one's for the outward journey, as it says there, leads to Colchester, and the copy is to bring you back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And 45 pence change.
Thank you.
Go back and listen again to the conversation until you can understand it without looking at the words. When you understand it, read the questions in your book. Then play the conversation again and stop the tape to write the answer to each question. Do not read the conversation in your book when you're answering the questions. This is the end of the taped material for Unit 2.